elections is another one of those critical infrastructure responsibilities that I have as well. And I would say that many people believe that it may be one of the most important things that we need to make sure we trust is reliable, and that when it gets to election day, that we've been proactive to make sure that we have the right people voting, electing the right leaders to lead this country through the days that we have, knowing that people can trust it.
That was DHS Secretary Kristi Noem from this past week with some rather frightening words. I'll get to why they're frightening in a moment, but first some background. Noem was in Arizona when she said those words. She was there to promote, it's called the SAVE Act, which is federal legislation designed to prevent voter fraud. Now, while we all want legit elections, there has never, let me repeat that, never been an election where the outcome was brought about because of people voting who were not supposed to be voting. No, not even the 2020 presidential election. Let's get away from that now. Have there been people casting illegitimate votes in federal, state, even local elections? Sure. In fact, there have been people charged with voter fraud in several states for acts like taking mail-in ballots from their elderly parents, for example, and casting votes in their name for Trump. Don't believe me? Look it up. Now, regarding the SAVE Act, here's what it calls for. When it comes to voter registration, you'd be required to provide documentary proof of citizenship. It's called DPOC in the legislation to register for the first time, or if you're updating your registration due to things like moving or name change. You get married, for example, or you change gender, for example. I guess we'd have to include that even. Now, acceptable documentation, that would include a U.S. passport, birth certificate, often paired with a photo ID, a naturalization certificate, certain military, tribal IDs, anything that indicates a birthplace or a citizenship status. With in-person registration, the aforementioned DPOC would need to be presented in person at an election office, which people are saying would effectively eliminate the convenience of mail-in online voter registration, obviously. The SAVE Act addresses voter roll maintenance, calling for states to put into place programs to ID and remove non-citizens from the existing voter rolls, often by cross-referencing state data with federal databases from, for example, the Department of Homeland Security, as well as Social Security offices. There's also a national requirement for voters to present a photo ID to cast a ballot in person or even via absentee voting. Now, this bill has passed the House, but it's highly unlikely to pass the Senate. It needs 60 votes to get through there. And that reality is what's compelled Trump to promise that if the SAVE Act, or when the SAVE Act dies, he is going to sign, you've heard this, an executive order mandating voter ID in all the states. Now, it makes me have to repeat myself, which I hate doing, but here we go. Any executive order like Trump is threatening would be completely unconstitutional. Why, you ask, and I'm glad you asked. Let's read Article 1, Section 4, Clause 1, which is affectionately known as the Election Clause. The Times places a manner of holding elections for senators and representatives shall be prescribed in each state by the legislature thereof, but the Congress may at any time by law make or alter such regulations, except as to the places of choosing senators. Now, when it comes to that part about what Congress can do, that was more established with the 15th Amendment. And that reads, the right of citizens of the United States to vote shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of race, color, or previous condition of servitude, meaning slavery. So that means it's the duty of Congress to make sure that access to voting is not blocked for any U.S. citizen. It has to be more open, not narrowed. Which brings us back to Kristi Noem's words from this past week, which again were,
elections is another one of those critical infrastructure responsibilities that I have as well. And I would say that many people believe that it may be one of the most important things that we need to make sure we trust is reliable, and that when it gets to election day, that we've been proactive to make sure that we have the right people voting, electing the right leaders to lead this country through the days that we have, knowing that people can trust it.
Now, keep in mind, we've already seen Tulsi Gabbard, head of national intelligence, oversee the seizure of ballots in the 2020 presidential election down in Georgia. And Noem's DHS wants access to state's voter rolls. Now, we do need to remember, too, that, put it bluntly, Kristi Noem's not that bright. And when you add arrogance to ignorance, that creates what we'd like to call a useful idiot. As we've come to learn, Kristi Noem is a card-carrying member of the WWPT Club. That stands for What Would Please Trump Club. And proof of this, of course, is how she almost immediately referred to Renee Nicole Good and Alex Pretty as domestic terrorists before any investigation or even seeing any video of what happened. But Kristi Noem is a useful idiot thanks to her saying the quiet part out loud. The right people voting, the right people winning. Her words.
Elections is another one of those critical infrastructure responsibilities that I have as well. And I would say that many people believe that it may be one of the most important things that we need to make sure we trust is reliable, and that when it gets to election day that we've been proactive to make sure that we have the right people voting, electing the right leaders to lead this country through the days that we have, knowing that people can trust it.
Noem was asked what voter fraud has been found that creates a need for the SAVE Act. Noem, of course, had no answer because, well, there are no examples. And this creates an important question. Who exactly are the right people? The right people voting and the right people winning. America is a nation which has flourished thanks to free and fair elections. Considering the threats the GOP is facing, especially in Texas, is Donald Trump now endangering that heritage? Is Donald Trump endangering America's heritage of fair and free elections?